What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ghost in the Night, a paranormal and true crime podcast. Tonight, Travis and I will be doing the notorious hauntings of Alcatraz. We're getting back to our paranormal roots, or haunted roots, or ghostly roots.
Kinda.
Yeah. This is going to be an opinion piece.
Yeah, it's not like the best story ever.
No, but it's interesting. There's some interesting history. And you know me, I'm a history dork. Like, you are a...
I'm a history dork.
Prehistoric.
Prehistoric? Prehistoric?
No, prehistoric. You like to pee.
If you could do better.
I know. Hey, it's Dad Joke Sunday, damn it.
What do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
I'm afraid to ask, but tell me.
Virgin Mobile.
Oh, boy. Yes, but Alcatraz is interesting. We will get into that. There's not a whole lot to it, really. I mean, outside of the normal haunting bullshit.
And it's a prison. They automatically get, like, if it's a prison and it's not open, everybody's like, yeah.
So we will
go. Ghostesses.
We will cover a little bit of the history of the place and also cover some of the activity there and some of the shit that's been reported.
Actividad.
So, I mean, but we are really going to do a lot more, how should I say this, opinions of the paranormal, and especially this place, because I do want to get into why prisons are so, or have been reported to be so haunted. And, you know, that goes along with infirmaries, hospitals, you know, mental asylums, poor farms, for those.
Poor farms.
Have you ever been to a poor? Well, back in the early days, the county would, like, Randolph County Infirmary. Mm-hmm. It was actually started out as a poor farm. People who could not afford to live, the county took them over.
Where the fuck are those places at nowadays? I'll go.
Couldn't afford them. Can't afford them, I guess. But there's a reason. There has to be a reason why all these places are so supposedly.
It's the energy.
And I think energy does have a lot to do with that. And we will get into that at some point. I don't know. Should we get started, or you got anything you want to discuss? You want to apologize for anything that happened on Wednesday?
Nope.
You didn't piss anybody off?
Don't care.
Don't give a rat's anus.
There wasn't any negative comments on the YouTube channel, so fuck it.
I didn't even look at the comments.
There aren't any. I think we might have got one of those, like, the Deutsch ones where it's like, "Un hot sexy girl make the spray from vagina. Yeah. Come watch for 99 cent American."
I think that was on the last Sunday episode.
What? No, there's another one. I don't know what episode it's on. Yeah, I don't know what episode it's on that I saw. It's like the same one.
I know last Sunday there was a German.
Sie friggen deutschen Pussenkocken.
Yeah, I know. I noticed it was German because I took German in high school. I couldn't understand it, but I know enough German to realize that's a German.
Yeah, I saw it and I was like, German.
German.
Like, that sounds kind of Nazi-ish.
Nazi-ish.
Yeah, Nazi adjacent.
Do you ever want to be Nazi adjacent?
I don't know, but I do love that, like, the predominant religion in Germany now is, like, atheism and agnosticism. I'm like, man, really? Way to try to cover your asses, guys. Like, how can I hate the Jews if I don't believe in the God?
There you
it's
go.
It's impossible. You can't call me a Jew hater now. Ha 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 ha. Pass the wieners and the beer. You better bring me the it better be un room temperature beer, please. Like and share the video.
All right, let's get started with the haunting of Alcatraz. Now, Alcatraz is a small island.
Al Capone-catraz.
Eventually, we will get there.
Do you think it would be as famous without Al Capone?
Yeah, I think so.
You think?
Yeah, I do, just for a mere fact of what it was.
Well, they had the Birdman.
Yeah, I kind of have a few. There's like three or four famous people.
Went from Alcatraz to managing Lil Wayne.
Yes.
Stunting like his daddy, yes, if you will.
But
I don't know any other fucking Birdman lyrics other than that. I know he's got a big dumb fucking face tattoo.
I wouldn't say that to his face, though.
I feel like that's going to be a problem.
He's a little gangster. I saw him on, what was that? What was that? The Breakfast Club with Charlemagne the God?
Mm-hmm. Put some respect on my name.
Yeah.
Like, God, fuck off.
I give Charlemagne some credit. He wasn't backing the fuck down.
Why would he?
I might be a bit of a pussy with him standing there probably strapped to the gills and the two guys behind him. Yes, Alcatraz does mean pelican.
Such an aggressive. Did you know the pelican was almost, what was it? It was almost the state bird of something.
Of something.
Fuck, where was it? I mean, I think it is the state bird of some, of a state, but it's almost the state bird of like a state that just doesn't even make sense. I think it might have been landlocked.
Like someplace in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Like Illinois.
Montana. The pelican state.
Yes, but
I also think it's fucking bullshit that it was ever even a question of between the bald eagle and the turkey as the animal, I don't know what to call it. I guess it's a national bird, but like mascot of America. It was almost the turkey. Like, great, we're represented by something we eat once a year at least that has a fucking, like, some old lady's overworked, leathery, floppy labia hanging off of his neck.
I will say, I love me some turkey.
It's got to be well done, though. Like, not well done, overcooked. Like, it's got to be well made.
Yes. And I'm a bit of a racist when it comes to turkey. I like the white meat.
I like dark meat everything.
I see. I'm not.
It's juicier. It's more moist.
I can eat it, but I prefer the white meat because it, as long as it is a little moist, you don't want dry. You don't want dry meat.
No,
you got to spit on that shit.
Unless it's, I'll take dry meat the day after for a turkey sandwich.
But there's something
or
about
turkey soup.
That white meat. Throw a little salt on it at the next day. That is so much now. Hot and ready at.
Little Caesar's
dinner.
Turkey.
Yes. I don't mind the dark meat. But there's just something about the white meat.
When I use I skew towards dark meat all the time.
Maybe I'm a
like if I make chicken tacos, I usually use thighs.
I might be a turkey Nazi. I don't know.
Well, it's a bitch because like they don't shred like a chicken breast, which is inconvenient because the way I cook chicken tacos, but I just like the meat better. I feel it absorbs the marinade better than the breasts.
Right.
And the fat content is lovely.
Speaking of turkeys, I saw
like jive turkey.
I saw like five coming home from work Thursday or Friday.
Did you hit one?
No, I was coming up, not the road going to your work, the road next to it, Tottenville. You know, going down the hill. Mm-hmm. But I was coming up though, and there's that big house with a lot of land. You know, sits off. I was looking in the driveway, and two ginormous turkeys. We're in the driveway.
Really, like they're just all their asses all puffed up.
Yeah,
we're just, like, nah, look at me.
We're just right there, and then in the yard next, or the field, I guess we would say next to it, there's like three or four little ones. I'm like, huh, cool.
Moon units here. What about rich people that have fucking peacocks? How do you feel about that?
You talking about the streaming service?
No.
Oh,
the Aminol.
And I.
That made me think of that one episode where I said something about an animal, and I think we were both stoned or drunk, and you were like, "Am an animal." I forget what episode that was, but I cracked the fuck up when I listened back to it.
I have never been stoned a day in my life.
Am an animal.
I have never been stoned a day in my life.
But no, seriously,
except
though,
for last night.
Like, why do people just feel the need to have peacocks?
I don't know.
What do a peacock taste like?
I don't know. I've never had it. You know what? What is it? There's llamas that people.
Oh, God. Alpacas and shit.
Alpacas.
Yeah.
What can you do? You can't ride them.
I mean, you can use them to transport things. That's what the Mayans and Incans did.
Yeah, but they went bye-bye.
Did you see that shit? Well, before we get too far into Alcatraz, did you see that fucking shit where the. Fuck, who was it? Like French or Italian? I think it was, I don't know. It was like French or Italian or Spanish. One of those fucking pussies countries that can't win a war by themselves. They fucking like put out this picture of a far away star. And it was like a red dwarf or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what it was?
What?
It was a fucking close up picture of a slice of chorizo sausage. You haven't seen that?
No.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a picture of a faraway star that was like groundbreaking, like and shit. And it was a fucking piece of chorizo sausage. I looked at the picture and it was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And as soon as I looked at it, I was like, yeah, no shit, that's a piece of sausage. Look at it. Look at it.
Well, they just zoomed in on a piece of sausage.
I guess. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't know what to say.
I'm going
to
start doing that shit. I'm going to start, like, posting pictures of hot dogs on our Instagram and be like, look at my dick. Same thing. Or, like, I don't know. like a balloon knot and be like, butthole pick, hashtag Monday vibes.
Hashtag Monday vibes.
I use Monday vibes a lot. The vibes hashtags are pretty popular.
I'm a little disappointed with our... We learned a valuable lesson.
You learned a valuable lesson. YouTube is your baby.
Do not put a short up at 4:30 on a Friday.
The only thing I have to do with YouTube is I go in and I add hashtags to your shit after you upload it.
I do not put a...
I don't know if it works, but fuck it.
And I thought that was a fucking good one.
Well, it was. But nobody maybe liked. It'll be a good one on Instagram or TikTok. We'll
put that shit on Instagram. I thought, but that died a slow and miserable death.
And last time I checked it, it had like 4 views in like a day.
It hasn't changed.
Like, it's low for our fucking channel even. And we do not get that many views.
I could put a picture of that cup and probably get 4 views.
I could fucking... I could start an OnlyFans that was just pictures of fucking like... the end of the nail coming out of the wall after you take a fucking picture down and probably get more views and followers.
Well, in my defense, I meant to post it on my normal schedule at like 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason,
watching Sons of Anarchy.
No, I was at work. I do it on my lunch break.
Mm.
But I guess the connection got bad.
Cause I just because it was like uploading forever.
Forever. I got home at like 4:30.
Man, we suck.
And I was like, why the fuck is it? Because I went to check it and see how it did. I was like, wow.
Well, I think it's
300 and some odd views in 4 hours. Awesome.
I think it's the government.
Government's screwing us.
My phone's been fucking weird if I'm not connected to Wi-Fi. Either the government's coming after us and they're going to fuck us in the butt.
What did you and Matt do on Wednesday?
Or there's going to be an iOS update in like the next week.
There was just an iOS update last week.
Was there?
Yeah.
I don't remember getting an update. I didn't see one when I checked.
2 weeks ago that took me. I didn't do it till last week.
Oh, no. Mine's auto update.
Oh, I don't do that shit. Fuck that.
Why?
Because.
You already signed the fucking terms of the agreement, terms of service.
Government's coming after me.
They can make you into a human centipad.
I guess. Anyway, let's get back to.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. You should watch that. At least watch like certain episodes of South Park. That's one you should watch. The human centipad.
Okay.
They dove into the terms of use, their terms of service. And he was like, Butters, go ahead, read it. And he was like, I, as an Apple user, hereby, what the fuck is the word? Give permission for Apple to sew my mouth to another Apple user, iPad user's butthole and vice versa. And they made a human centipad.
He said,
Kyler, do you want me to eat the sushi and garlic? Or a vanilla paste. He's like, rawr, rawr, sushi, or what was it? Squid and garlic. I'm sorry, Kyler.
I will look into that this week after I get done with Sons of Anarchy, which won't be too long. I think I only got 2.5 more seasons left to go to finish it up.
I still haven't finished fucking Yellowstone.
Well, I have a lot to do to get ready. Okay, let's get back to Haunting of Alcatraz.
Now, fuck a duck.
I did not want that. Uh-oh.
Oh, man. That's some serious fucking...
There we go.
That's some weird porn there, Phil.
Alpaca porn. No, it's not. Okay. Alcatraz is a small island in the San Francisco Bay, approximately about 1.25 miles off the coast of San Francisco.
How far away is it from Danny Tanner's house, or Danny Taylor, whatever the fuck it is?
A mile and a half.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
So they can't drive John Stamos's whatever the fuck that Cadillac almost that was.
No, but they could ride his hair.
What the fuck song was that?
What?
What was the opening song for that? For some reason, I keep hearing a song. Yeah, because all I kept hearing was step by step, day by day. Oh, that's a different show. All the code man's in the building.
Okay, the first documentation of the island was made from the Spanish Navy and an explorer, Juan Manuel de, however you say that. What was it?
Juan Manuel de Ayala.
Where's the J in that?
It's Spanish.
De Ayala.
It's just like J's or H's.
Oh, is that what? We'll call him Juan Manuel.
Jamón.
Back
Jugar.
In the year of our Lord, 1775. The earliest recorded private owner, from what I could tell, was a man by the name of Jillian Workman.
White guy. Go figure.
Jillian's a white man name?
Jillian Workman?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's definitely from Istanbul.
You're not saying he's from the Ivory Coast?
Ulach ladish talag Julian. Like, what the fuck?
It was given to him by the Mexican governor Pio Pico. Makes a great sauce for salsa.
I know for a fact you don't like pico.
I know. I don't.
Because you don't like tomatoes or onions.
I hate it.
I don't mind it if it's the onions are very well minced. It's just the onions for me. Like, I don't care for tomatoes. Never stops me from eating anything.
But Pico gave it to Mr. White Man Julian Workman back in 1846. It was given to him so he could build a lighthouse, because every island in a bay needs a lighthouse.
Fair.
I mean, I never did understand. I understand the reasons for a lighthouse, but how shitty of a job was that?
Yet another piece of fucking architecture that's always fucking haunted for some reason.
Exactly.
Like, why is the... Who haunts this lighthouse? All the motherfuckers that died here. In the lighthouse? No. From the guy that forgot to turn it on and we didn't see the fucking island. I think his name was Greg. Do you have anything to tell us? Fuck Greg.
Fuck Greg. At the end of 1846, the island was purchased by the military governor of California. Now,
what the fuck is that? If that's a thing, why isn't that the position Arnold Schwarzenegger won?
Right. I'm the
military governor of California.
I'm not an expert in American history. I'm not an expert in anything except for probably jerking off and drinking.
I'm pretty good at taking shits.
Yes. But I've never heard the term military governor.
Neither have I.
We're
both, like, you're more of a history nerd than I am, but we both are. I think we just have differing, like, mine's all dark. The dark history.
Anyway, Mr. Fremont purchased the...
Fremont Street?
Yeah, John C. Fremont purchased Alcatraz, or that island, for...
John C. Fremont?
Yes, John C. John C. He's related to John C. Reilly, but he was a much better actor.
Oh, I saw this fucking meme today, and it was like... So you've seen King of the Hill, right?
Have I watched King of the
Hill? Like, you know the four main characters?
No.
Hank, Boomhauer, Hank. Dale.
I've heard of Hank.
So there's Hank, Boomhauer, the one I'm talking about. And then Dale is the weird one. He's always got glasses. He smokes cigarettes, and he's a really big conspiracy theorist. He's got an alter ego, Rusty Shackleford.
Rushy.
And then
Rushy.
Bill's the fat, dopey, gross-looking, I guess, one. And I saw a meme. You'll have to see the meme. Even without watching the show, it'll be amazing. It was like, what was it? It was John C. Reilly, I think, is Bill, which is perfect. And then I think, fuck, Woody Harrelson as Dale, perfect. Brendan Fraser as Hank, perfect, because Brendan Fraser's old now. Has, like, no chin. And who was fucking... I can't remember who Boomhauer was supposed to be. Fuck. I always thought Matthew McConaughey would be good at Boomhauer because you can't understand him either. Matthew McConaughey is the Bob Dylan of actors.
Really? You think?
He's kind of hard to understand.
Yeah.
Oh, not from like his genius. I do think that Matthew McConaughey is a good actor. Don't get me wrong. But he's one of those guys that, like, good actors aren't good actors. Good actors are just... They just mold themselves to the role.
I have two different things of actors. Character actors and celebrity actors.
Yeah, that's fair.
Johnny Depp, character actor. Daniel Day-Lewis, character actor.
Daniel Day-Lewis, best actor of all time.
People like, let's be honest, Brad Pitt, celebrity actor. George Clooney, celebrity actor.
Brad Pitt's pulled off some good ones, though. Like, yeah. Fucking... What is it? The pay key from fucking Snatch. He nailed that fucking can't understand him accent.
Yeah, but...
He said, like, look at the size of him. You're doing a little boxing day.
George Clooney is a perfect example. He is
George Clooney is the same character in every movie.
Fucking movie. Yeah. And it's the same... The only one that it was a little bit different... Well, there's two. Minute Seat or Stare at Goats. And what was that one he did... About the, oh, well, My Brother's Keeper or something like that. Or with Totoro, the older Totoro, about they were on the chain gang or something. I don't know, something.
Oh, Old Brother, Where Art Thou?
Old Brother, Where Art Thou? Yeah.
Ha!
Yeah.
Hammer Man. That
was not the same. You know, he did spice it up a little bit, but it was a shitty movie.
He said, I don't want fuck, God damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man. He said, this is a public outlet, son. I'm going to have to ask you to watch your language. But I've seen that movie so many times.
Every other movie is pretty much the same character.
Well, you know that Oh Brother, Where Art Thou is just the Odyssey.
I did not know this. I did not pay that much attention.
Yeah, like if you watch the movie, it's the Odyssey. It's Homer's Odyssey. This shit happens a lot, though. It's just like Surfer Dude. Have you ever seen Surfer Dude?
No.
It's a Matthew McConaughey film.
No.
It's a religious movie at its base, like the core story of it, which is hilarious because that movie's actually, I find that film movie quite funny.
Who else is in that? Somebody else is in that.
What, Surfer Dude?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. Dude, I don't think I've seen that movie since anyway. I was in high school.
Yeah, I did, but those are my
those are my dicks. Move on.
Most of those actors are all just celebrity actors. They're playing the same fucking role.
I mean, you can do that, though.
Yeah.
When you have that much of a following, you can, like, people just kind of fucking want to see you just be you in different clothes.
I mean, they can
The Rock does the same fucking thing.
Yeah, he's the same, except for some will be. Their comedic roles are the same. Their action or drama roles are the same.
You want to know what will draw the line of The Rock being a legitimate fantastic actor or just a good actor? Because I like The Rock. I don't like, he plays a certain role
very well,
but like I do like his movies for the most part, even back in the day, like The Game Plan and shit, the kids movies he did,
and Tooth Fairy or whatever.
He wasn't Tooth Fairy, was it? Basically the same fucking movie.
You know what movie
he's throwing the Tooth Fairy?
You know what movie he did that gets a lot of shit as a horrible movie, but I actually enjoyed it? Doom.
It was just so hokey.
Right, but it is.
That's a big fucking gun.
I mean, it was hokey, but it's a fucking movie based on a fucking video game.
Well, like my favorite Rock role that everybody forgets about is fucking Be Cool.
I've been so long since I've seen
that. He plays Vince Vaughn's gay bodyguard that wants to be a country singer. Yeah. E-Weezy.
It's been so long since I've seen that. Anything with Vince Vaughn is. Vince Vaughn's another one. I love the motherfucker.
I know, dude. But when they're just dangling him off that roof, and he's like, "Why are you playing?" Like,
but it's
the he's same. Got that Burberry like fucking tracksuit on.
It's the same fucking. He doesn't change it up. He's just reading lines and throwing a little bit of emotion or funny or whatever.
What was? Oh my god, that movie with Jennifer Aniston, was it The Breakup or whatever?
Yes.
When, dude, that just the one improv line. Because from what I understand, it was not written one of the best improv lines of all time when they're arguing. And he's like, she's talking shit about his brothers. And he's like, don't even get me started on your sister. And she was like, don't you dare. My sister's been through a lot. And they put the camera on him and he goes, of dick? The best one-line improv ever.
All right.
Anyway. He's another one I tell everybody about that you need to look into. I think I have it. I'll look for it. You know the internship?
Oh, he did the one with Owen, him and
Luke Wilson, whichever fucking Wilson brother.
Yeah.
It was all right. The unrated version of that is hilarious. It is so fun. It's just basically like all the shit that they cut from the end of little scenes, they just left on. So like there's literally like you can tell that they get to points where somebody will say something and it ends. And then like they just kept them rolling and like somebody's like, well, blah, blah, blah. Da, 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 da. And like you can tell they're just sitting there bouncing back and forth, just saying whatever the fuck comes out of their mouth, and it's so funny.
We will get back to the Alcatraz real quick.
Right now.
Right now. Okay, right now. Where would I leave?
Coming off? At you.
John C. Don't knock over the
phone. That's why I threw it very gingerly.
John C. Fremont bought this island back in 1846 for a mere $5,000.
What the fuck?
What?
We were born in the wrong era, man. I say all the time machine. If a time machine comes up, I'm going back. I'm robbing the fuck out of everybody like 150 years ago. And I'm putting that shit in any J.P. Morgan fucking bank because that's the one that's stood the test of time.
How much was $5,000? How much do you think $5,000
was? What year?
1846.
That's text messages.
We don't need text messages. We don't need to.
Well, they're right next to each other.
We don't need to read your dirty text.
In what?
1846.
Value of 1846 dollars a day.
This is fascinating audio.
Well, now I'm wondering. Now I have a website.
It has to be at least, you know, $300,000-$400,000. Has to be.
What? How much?
$300,000-$400,000.
Oh, let's see how wrong you are, because I can tell you right now you're way wrong.
$300,000-$400,000.
Oh. Really?
What? If you say something like $8,500, I'm going to be pissed.
No, it's, but you are way over.
I am over.
$192,409.74.
Huh.
Huh.
Of course, last year, or 2020, it was probably $300,000.
Let's see what it is. Can we go back to the year 1000?
No, you cannot. Anyway.
Nope. fuck.
In the year 1850, President Millard Fillmore, that is
Millard?
The, Millard.
Millard Fillmore?
Millard. Millard.
Millard. Save big money at no, Millard. Millard.
I am saying Millard because that's how it looks to me.
Sorry.
I killed. You know those motherfuckers I hate that I'm making.
Every human being that's not me, basically.
How they say tattoos?
Tattoos.
Fuck you. Fuck you twice.
I mean, I get it if you're like fucking Australian.
Tattoos.
That's a nice tattoo.
Millard Fillmore.
Where'd you get your tattoo? Is that a Millard Fillmore tattoo?
Yes, Millard.
You didn't even acknowledge my Menards reference.
I heard it. I just chose to ignore it.
Piece of shit.
I know. But Mr. Fillmore, President Fillmore, ordered that the Alcatraz Island be set aside expressly for the United States military.
Mm. Yeah.
U.S. government, basically they took it from Mr. Fremont.
I mean, that kind of makes sense, though, because, well, I don't know about so much back then. I don't know what their warships were like in the Navy. But you would think it would either be like a tanker or some type of a warship would be pretty much the only thing that could realistically regularly use that area of water.
Right. But Fremont bought this property, or bought this island, I guess would be a better word.
Like and share.
For the, he thought that, he knew this was coming and thought the government was going to basically reimburse him or buy it from him. Mm. He bought it as an investment property. But as
he's flipping it.
Yes. As the,
because you're going to put a fucking mosaic backsplash and some new PVC in there. And
or take a bunch of underage kids there. I don't know. Oh, maybe this was Epstein Island before Epstein Island.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Well, there was a lot of fucking going on this island at some point.
How could that ass?
But the government did what they normally do.
Oh, yeah.
They just took that shit from him and did not give him a dime. And Fremont and his family tried to actually sue the U.S. government to get payment for, or at least get reimbursed for what they spent on this. But no, the government just took that shit.
Motherfucker. Move, fool. Run them pockets, bitch.
In 1853, the U.S. military began considering Alcatraz as a coastal battery to protect the San Francisco Bay. In 1858, Fort Alcatraz was finished and fully operational. During the Civil War, Alcatraz was used to store ammunition and used as a military prison housing Civil War POWs.
Yeah. Now, sorry, I forgot.
About that.
I forgot that somehow we legitimately get like viewers and shit from the game that I play. Yeah, so I'm posting the link.
How much work? Most people think of the Civil War. There wasn't a lot of battles
going on in the West. God damn it.
What?
Sorry, I'm thinking about, like, you know, I'm the social media manager.
Yes.
Dave, I've downloaded and joined Discord for this game.
Yes.
I'm in a Discord channel.
Yes.
Why the fuck haven't I linked that? Us there?
I don't know.
I swear to God, maybe I don't have a small dick. I have a really small brain and a huge dick, but they put them in the wrong place. My dick is in my head, and my brain is on my fuda, my fat upper dick area.
Or you could just have a really tiny head and head.
I mean, that's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing. Anyway, but getting back to Civil War prisoners of war. Now, listen, from my history.
Shut the fuck up and listen.
I might be fucking wrong, but most of the.
Probably.
There wasn't a lot of Civil War battles taking place on the West Coast, was there? I think most of it was from the Mississippi East, correct? Most of the battles.
How much land did we have west of the Mississippi?
I don't fucking know.
We didn't have everything by that time.
No. I don't know exactly. I mean, shortly thereafter is when the expanse
Well, we had, started. By the Civil War, we had bought, what? We had bought Texas from Mexico, I believe. Yeah. Because when was the Civil War?
1862-ish, 3-ish?
Yeah, so we had, yeah, so I think we had everything. I think we had almost everything, but obviously except for Canada and or
we will have to
Alaska and Hawaii. Look that up.
But most of the battles took place east of the Mississippi.
Ow!
Yeah,
a finger fucked my nail today.
Yeah. The South, what we consider the South.
Oh yeah, because everything west of the Mississippi is just the fucking. I don't even know. Just the West.
I don't think there was a lot of battles in fucking California.
Well, they had their own shit going on.
So
they were fighting Mexico and shit all the time.
Why would we have prisoners of war, military installment, on an island in the San Francisco Bay?
Go ahead.
1860 to 1864. I said 62. But why the fuck? Now, I do know they housed during this time Native Americans there.
So it was a smallpox factory.
Yes. But really, if you are fighting in that fucking land, are you going to ship somebody, a prisoner of war, all the way to fucking California? It's not like they had fucking jets. No.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. So anyway, where was I at? So I think it's kind of stupid that it was used as a Civil War POW. After the Civil War, Alcatraz was officially designated as a long-term detention center for military prisoners, which I think is when... a lot of the Native Americans were there and stuff. So I think we just use Alcatraz as a region to lock up some Native Americans.
We'll do that.
What?
I was fucking with the Discord real quick because I was like, why not? Let's try it. You know, I like to try to expand our reach and get our message to the people. So I figured there's an NSFW
to the
part of the Discord. I figured that's probably the best place for our fuck shit.
Right. Okay.
Now we're basically grown. This is what happens if you let children
play with the
internet. Like buy fucking guns and tobacco and alcohol and cuss and make life choices. You get fucking us. But you know we're doing all right. You know this. I mean this chalet in the Hollywood Hills. Like you know, it's not much. It's only like 4,600 square feet. But you know, it's a start.
Gregory says there were many battles in the Midwest, but the Midwest and they prisoners were moved to the West Coast. Why wouldn't it just be simpler and more cost effective to build something?
Well, I feel like the definition of the Midwest was probably a lot more accurate back then because the Midwest, like I've heard people say the Midwest for like the most random places. I'm like, I don't think that's the Midwest.
What? Give an example.
Like us.
Technically, we are on the edge of the Midwest. We're more eastern.
Yeah, from the way some people talk, the Midwest goes from like fucking like New Mexico to like fucking our side of Indiana and everything in between except for Texas and Louisiana. I just go with the middle. Where are you from? The middle.
The middle.
Because the middle covers like Montana... I think the middle should cover Montana, Idaho, Nebraska, Colorado, both the Dakotas, Minnesota, like everything that's just in the middle that like everybody just, the only reason they know what it is because they went to school and they have one fucking weird aunt that lives there, the middle.
Like I would.
Except Colorado. Colorado can just have its own. Where are you from, Colorado? Where's that? It's in the middle, but it's Colorado.
See, I would, this might not be right. I say Indiana is Midwest. We are more eastern. We're more east coast, I would say. Not coast, but, you know,
well, I mean,
the eastern side. From Indiana to Nebraska, maybe Iowa. Nebraska, Iowa is about the same longitudinal line.
All I'm saying is, let's be real, there's like fucking six states in the middle. like unless you know somebody that lives there, you basically just forget they exist.
The flyover states.
Like Idaho, if it wasn't for potatoes.
See, Idaho, Colorado.
Montana, if it wasn't for Yellowstone, both the show and the park. Nobody would fucking think of Montana ever. The Dakotas, lovely. All lovely places, don't get me wrong. Never been to some of them. But, like, Nobody, I don't go through my fucking day thinking like, man, I wonder what's going on in Idaho.
A lot of Mormonism.
Is there?
Yeah. Isn't Idaho the main Mormon fucking?
No, it's Utah.
Oh, that's Utah. You're right. My bad.
Idaho. Also, Idaho. also counts as a middle. If we're being Idaho, honest. You can't potatoes. Buy fucking alcohol there.
Idaho potatoes. I'm sorry.
They still do like 2-3 beer or some shit like that.
You're right. Utah is the Mormon capital of the world.
We should do an LDS episode sometime
on Mormonism.
On the LDS, the Church of Latter-day Saints. Yeah.
Just on the fucking 13-year-old that said he found a bunch of books. What was his name? John Smith or whatever?
Yeah. Great. So, I mean, like, how can you not follow such a convincing fucking story? Who's the father of your religion? John Smith.
Here's my problem with Mormonism.
Is the same guy that fucked Pocahontas when she was like 14? Let's not forget about that. John Smith from Pocahontas was like 40 years old and Pocahontas was a fucking teenager.
I don't buy any religion that says you can have more than one wife.
I'm by any religion, period.
The person who started that religion obviously was never fucking married.
Yeah, I don't buy any of them, period. I still stand by, like, oh, this is the right way. Well, what the fuck was the right way before that shit? Because that shit ain't been around forever. Fuck you.
I'm just saying one wife's enough of a pain in the ass. To have three or four of them? Oh, fuck me.
Like the Duggars?
Yes, fuck that shit.
Whatever happened with that one kid?
I don't know.
Didn't like their oldest son get like locked up for pedophilia or some shit? Like he'd been like molesting his brothers and sisters or something like that?
That's just wrong.
Right?
That's just disgusting.
I mean,
if you're going to molest somebody, make it somebody not blood related.
Well, fuck. You got like 26 kids. You only have like a 4% chance of seeing a human being that's not related to you on a day-to-day basis.
Well, let's be honest. If the Bible is correct, we're all fucking related.
Could you imagine trying to sneak out and like go to the club? You'd have like a 42% chance of one of your siblings being there and be like, next.
Okay. Now, most people associate Alcatraz as in a federal prison, right? Mm-hmm. That didn't start till October of 1930. The United States Department
of... fucking guy with his trailer.
Yeah, the United States Department of Justices.
Is it actually plural?
Justice. No, I added the S.
Justices,
because I believe there's more than one. There's the Black Justices.
My name is Rainisha. I am the leader of the Justices League.
The United States Department of Justice.
Oh, God. I almost said something really racist. All in good fun.
Purchased Alcatraz and it became a federal prison. On August 11th of 1934, the first group of 37 prisoners arrived at Alcatraz. Most of the prisoners were...
How many?
37.
What an underutilization of space. That's like putting a 90cc engine in a fucking a half ton pickup truck.
Don't worry, it got bigger. Don't worry. That's what I keep telling her every time. Don't worry, it gets bigger.
Alcatraz, it gets bigger. Me, I am Alcatraz.
Yes. You will not get away.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Either you're going to drown or the sharks are going to get you. Sharks, well, shut the fuck up. All I want is freaking sharks with laser beams attached to their head.
Where is that? Yeah, 37 prisoners. Shit. Most of these prisoners were people convicted of bank robbery, which is still big, I guess, back in the 1937 time, and murderers.
Yeah. Murder Island. Now, Shutter Island. Mm.
The prison? I was shocked about this. I did not know this. Mm-hmm. You think of Alcatraz being around for a while. But it really wasn't. As a federal prison, it started in 34, and it was closed down in 63. What, 29
years? 29 years.
My fine math. I can do math. They say never do math on a podcast. I just did math.
I don't know, but it's a great, like, really, this island idea, because this is not the only island prison. Russia's got one. It's Black something. It's like the prison. Like you literally are not allowed to stand straight up and down. Is that or where
they sent.
Brittany Griner?
Yeah,
dude. People were trying to argue with me. We talked about this already. People were trying to argue when I was like, somebody's like, I can't believe that girl got 9 years. I was like, what the fuck did she expect? She brought drugs into Russia, and then the other manager where I work was like, it's bullshit. It was a weed pen. I was like, it's fucking Russia. And then I threw out the point of, like, she's lucky as fuck that she didn't try to take that shit into fucking Singapore or the Philippines, because they literally probably would have fucking killed her.
They would have cut her head off. She wouldn't have been 6'10 anymore.
Yeah. Like, most of the world is pretty hardcore about shit like right. that, other than us. It's like us, Canada. I think Spain has recreational marijuana use. The Netherlands, obviously. Amsterdam. But the Netherlands actually changed their laws, too. Like you can't just go over there willy-nilly as a tourist and fucking buy a bunch of weed and get stoned all the time like you used to be able to.
I mean, if you're going to a foreign country, especially fucking Russia, you might want to mind your P's and Q's. I ain't taking shit. I'm not even taking a bag. I go to Russia. That's I'm what I'm not saying.
Do what the
bag.
Russians do. Just suck it up, take the risk, and go buy some crocodile.
But do you see that meme? I guess, what's our vice president's name?
Kamala Harris.
That hooker. You know, she was standing up and complaining about how Russia is doing to her. Yet she put more people in jail for prison and kept them there.
Well, we're also talking about the woman that said that the man that she ended up VPing for was a fucking, what was he, a rapist or something like that? Sexual predator. And then she was his VP out of nowhere.
Yes.
Which is why I don't fucking put any stock in any of the fuckers anymore. It's funny because people are probably listening to this like, oh, he's fucking right wing. Not at all. I'm not right wing at all. I just think they're all fucking crooks and they're all fucking idiots. Especially Joe Biden. I don't give a shit what anybody says. The
all
man,
politicians.
He is hilarious, though. Oh my God, he cracks me up.
It's fucking funny. It's
when he ate shit on that bike. Oh, fuck. When he told Charlemagne the God that if you don't know who you're voting for, you ain't black. I was crying laughing. Sniffs little kids. He bones it out with that fucking, like, Saudi Arabian prince or whatever. When he first got to like their meeting, he just walked up and said,
pounded it out.
Yeah, I was like, bitch, that is not how you handle international affairs. What the fuck are you doing? What are you like, are you guys gonna go in the bathroom and sword fight now too? What the fuck?
I will say this about,
are you gonna snort coke off his dick? Like,
our political climate right now is like a bad SNL sketch.
Yes, it's like Saturday Night Live in the early 90s when they were transitioning into the Sandler phase.
Yes, I mean, it's fucking hilarious.
When like all they had to offer was Kevin Nealon.
I mean,
shout out Kevin Nealon.
The previous 4 years was pretty fucking funny too. I mean,
don't get me started on that asshat.
Yes, but he's a fucking comedian. He actually says some funny shit.
I always said, like, I never had, like, a legitimate problem with Donald Trump other than, like, take his fucking Twitter account away when he's the president. No, Jesus Christ.
That was the best part of it. But, like, when during the debates, they were ragging him about calling some, saying you called women fat, and he said, only Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, I mean, we all see how that one turned out. Like, Rosie O'Donnell, didn't she go a little racist?
Maybe just a little, but that's
isn't that kind of a kick in the nuts to like how the world works though? Like, how are you going to be? Like, I feel like Jewish people shouldn't be racist.
Tread lightly here. Go, but continue.
You should understand more than a lot of people what happens when you hate someone because of their background or who they were born and had no say in being. So you're going to go hate on black people? What the fuck?
I don't know.
Is it a supremacy thing? It's like, nope, more of us. Fuck you. The fuck?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Biden is fucking hilarious. It's like a freaking car wreck. You can't look away.
Okay, let's go back to Alcatraz a little bit.
This is more interesting than
because at some point when we start talking about the island of Alcatraz, I might break into a story.
Okay, we will. Where was I? Okay, yeah, closed in 63. So, but during the time that Alcatraz was an operational federal prison, it housed some very infamous prisoners. Al Capone is the most famous of all. Robert Franklin Stroud, who is more commonly known as the Birdman of Alcatraz.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a movie about him?
Yeah, I think so.
And Machine Gun Kelly was there.
Raka. Boy, I'm from the CLEVLA Indian. I will be repping
under. Now, there is a common...
That guy played a great Tommy Lee. He was shit in SLC Punk, too, though. What? Different guy?
Different guy.
Oh. He's not the one that's fucking Jennifer's body?
Machine Gun Kelly is the one I would not want to meet in a dark alley. The present day Machine Gun Kelly, I could get to.
I don't know. The present day one, that's a big boy. Tall, at least. He looks like Slender Man.
He weighs 135 fucking pounds.
Oh, yeah. He's like 6'13", but his thighs are like as thick as my forearms. Bet he's got a huge dick, though.
Probably, but it ain't going to do much good in a fight.
You got Megan Fox for a reason.
Unless you can hit somebody in the head and knock him the fuck out with it.
He's doing something to Jennifer's body nowadays.
I thought he was dating Megan Kelly.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
She was in Jennifer's body.
You never seen
Jennifer's body? No. Actually, not like, not a bad horror flick for like a, so I mean, it's kind of more oriented towards like adolescent people, like college maybe. Not bad though. Not terrible.
Now, it is often misconception.
Wasn't John, John Dillinger? Wasn't he there for a while?
I didn't see his name, probably, but I didn't see his name on the...
That's where D.B. Cooper landed.
In Alcatraz?
No. I don't know where D.B. Cooper landed.
He landed in the fucking forest right there in Northern California.
But where?
I don't know.
Seth Green knows.
Sure he does.
The guy that played Shaggy. Matthew, whatever the fuck.
Oh, okay.
Paddle?
Seth Green didn't play Shaggy. It was that...
He said, what are you doing, Jerry? I'm taking my shoes off. Why, you're not... He's like, wait, what was it? He's like, why? He's like, because I run faster without my shoes. You're not going to outrun that bear, Jerry. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you. Without a paddle.
Without a paddle. Yeah. Dak and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a fucking popular podcast. I guess that's what he does with his time now.
Yep.
Even though his best work was either Idiocracy or... Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Or Let's Go to Prison with Will Arnett.
You're not a big fan of Employee of the Month?
Oh, yeah, that one. Not as good as Idiocracy. Idiocracy is amazing. You need to watch that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, getting back to Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
Now, there's a strong misconception of Alcatraz that nobody could escape from Alcatraz. That is technically false.
Escape successfully.
Well, we don't know. They like to say nobody's ever escaped, but we don't know. Now, there were 14 escape attempts made by 36 prisoners over the time, that 29-year
I feel like that's not a good percentage over that. But yeah, but over fucking 29 years, yeah. I feel like that's a lot.
Six of those men were shot and killed during the escaped attempts.
Bitch, bye.
Two others were died due to drowning. However, the rest were presumed drowned.
Or eaten by sharks.
But the bodies were never found.
The megalodon. Now, it was the Meg. That's why it was so successful. They had a Meg underneath the island.
Yes.
Like how Poseidon holds the Kraken.
Poseidon's sexual preference is, if he likes Kraken, that's fine.
I mean, got eight arms.
I know. The most famous case was... the attempt by
tentacles.
Frank Morris, John Englund, and Clarence Englund.
Oh, is this the one where they like made the boat out of fucking like electrical tape or some shit?
Clint Eastwood did a movie about it.
Yeah, MythBusters busted it.
I don't know.
Busting makes me feel good.
Let's be honest, MythBusters. Come on now,
so entertaining.
Yeah, but not completely.
R.I.P. Grant Imahara.
Did he die?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, the Asian dude.
Wasn't that old? I mean, he was young.
I think it was an accident. Right? Go figure. He's dead, but Terry's not. Is Terry the guy?
Plausible.
Yeah, Terry Bellici, the dude. He was was on a Jackass movie. And then the redheaded girl that was like nerdy hot.
Yes.
And then they got the blonde girl after that. And it's like, I was like, it's not the same.
A little rougher, though. She's a little more hardcore. Anyway. Now, those three were presumed to have drowned. once again, bodies were never found. However,
had to hit him with the Shawn Michaels.
However, there are many people that believe they did escape. They did make it. And they, it's kind of like a
Andy Dufresne'd it.
Finding Hitler kind of thing. You know.
There's still conspiracy theorists out there like, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's alive and he's here.
Well, if he's alive, he's a fucking 185. Or at least 100. What? He would be what? 100.
What was the guy's name?
Who?
What we're talking about?
There's three of them.
Oh. Oh, is there? It's theorized that they try to say that they're all alive.
Well, they
are. They all survived.
Right. And they went to South America. They made their way to Central South America.
Okay. Pick one name out of that trio.
We'll go Frank Morris.
Frank Morris crawled through a river of shit half a mile long and came out clean on the other side.
But I'm going to pass by that.
Put the knife down, Brooksy. Look at him. He's bleeding.
But most officials say it is impossible. Nobody, they probably didn't, which, let's be honest, they probably didn't.
That's a hell of a swim. Even with a boat, like that, those waters are rough. A, the waters are rough, and B, the coastline of both Alcatraz and the actual coast are not the friendliest.
However, it is very possible for somebody to swim to shore, and there's proof of it. One attempt, a man did make it. I believe his name, where was it? In 1962, prisoner John Paul Scott.
What an unfortunate triple.
Actually,
they teamed him up with three first names.
Yes, actually made it to shore. But
John Paul Scott, yes, yes, yes.
But he was caught by the police. He was found unconscious on the shore due to, you know, shock, whatever, hypothermia or whatever. And he went into shock and he was passed out.
Yeah.
So he did technically make the swim. And do you know, there's a triathlon event.
In the San Francisco Bay?
Yes, that they do it. They do this.
I wonder if that's where Otis Redding sat on the dock.
Just wasting time?
Yeah, watching the tides roll away. Ooh.
Looks like Fire Queen's, today's her birthday.
Is that what Happy birthday, at? Fire Queen.
Happy birthday.
She's the leader of my alliance.
Okay.
But seriously, though, that's a daunting task, though, because, like, I remember there was one time where I was doing some creaking up in upstate New York, which, like, this was a big creek, like a wide one that led into some decent bodies of water. Okay. And, like, I remember, I don't know how old I was. First off, like, let's be realistic. I was pissing up a storm, because who doesn't? If you fucking say that you've never pissed, everybody pisses in fresh water, first off, because it's fresh water. Second, if you ever say that I would never pee in a pool, fuck you. You are a lying sack of shit. The only time that you didn't pee in a pool is that short period of time when you were a kid and you believed that they had that chemical that turned it a different color.
What is it, grown-ups?
They used to say that shit when I was a kid, and we fell for it because you'd be like, oh, I gotta pee. And you go out, and then I got to be an adult where I was like, I don't even give a fuck if it does change color.
Like going to pool parties where there's drinking going on.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, you're like, listen, motherfucker, you didn't get out of that pool for fucking 8 hours and you were drinking beer. There is some bacteria floating around in this fucking pool.
It's so true.
And the pool has a weird shade, lime green shade right now.
It's a little pissy. Kind of ammonia-esque. But no, I was fucking floating around, you know, just having a joyous time. I was fishing, I think, for a little while. You know, just doing what boys do. You know, fishing, walking through the creek, torturing small animals, all while in the company of my local friendly neighborhood priest. He wasn't the only one wearing a collar, I'll tell you that much. But no, I remember in the fucking, it, like, we got to a point where it opened up a little bit and, like, the flow, you know, how water works.
A heavy flow?
Yeah. Fucking maxi flow status. And, like, I start, like, oh, I'm like, oh, shit. So you just got this big, fucking fluffy Asian kid. I look like the Stave Puff Marshmallow Man if you left me in the fire for a little bit longer. And I'm just, oh, whoa, I need that. Floating along, eating a fucking, one of those chicken on a sticks from the Chinese buffet, you know, traditional stuff. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. What do I do? Dad? And, like, fucking just sitting there. And I'm like, I'm corresponding within myself with myself. Like, man, this is it. I didn't even get a chance to peek. I'm going to die. I'm going to die in a creek in a part of New York State that nobody's ever heard of. I'm just going to float on out to the Hudson Bay. Some rich dude's going to fucking cut me in half with his fucking $3 million yacht. And then they're going to have to drag me out. And my mom's going to be like, that's my baby. And they're going to be like, are you sure? They'll be like, there's a lot of bloating from the water. And after he died, and they're like, no, he looks pretty much the same. No, you might have lost a couple pounds, actually. All right. So I get to the point where, like, my dad, like, tries to, like, send my brother after me or something like that. My brother gets to the point where he's like, nope. Just turns around. He's like, fuck you, chunker. One of us has got to live. And then I get to the point where I'm, like, really freaking out. And I'm like, you know, doing the whole I'm going to drown thing. And then, like, out of nowhere, just fucking, I guess, I don't know if it was a sandbar or what, like my ass just starts dragging across something. And it's like wiping your ass after you had, like, if you ate beans that were uncooked, like my ass just starts dragging. I'm just stand straight up and I'm like, oh, okay, we're good, guys. I'm not dying anymore.
All right.
And then the kicker to the whole story was, like, it ran almost all the way to the shore, but there was one point where it, like, the fucking current picked up a little bit and it just fuck back in the water, like thinking I'm gonna die, but there's literally a continuance of the sandbar right there. I'm like, it's cool. I didn't do that. I did that on purpose. I was trying to, I saw a massive prehistoric snapping turtle. I was trying to catch it with my bare hands. That's why I did that. Fuck you.
Good cover up. Okay, let's get to the good shit. Why people are listening to this finally, whatever, an hour into this fucking podcast.
Are we really an hour in?
I don't know. I haven't. Actually, I can't tell. Hold on. I'll tell you in a minute.
Fuck it. Let's just end it. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Well, one of the Patreon subscribers. 40 minutes. 40 send me DoorDash.
40 minutes into 45 minutes into this fucking podcast. We're finally get to hauntings. What activity actually goes on at the infamous Alcatraz? Now, it is often called one of the
most... It rhymes with grape.
It is often called one of the most haunted locations...
It also rhymes with lobotomy.
...in the world, which, that's a bit of a stretch.
What?
Alcatraz being one of the most haunted...
Oh, I was going to say, no, sodomy definitely rhymes with lobotomy. Fuck you. Oh, yes.
let's be honest, it was a prison, any prison, especially back in... this time,
yeah,
from 33 to 63, is
are they fucking?
Oh, there's some hitting going on in all
just
manners.
Like, get, he said, what is that? What is that to do with your hands? He said, that's your ass, and that's just bah, bah, bah. That's the brothers just lining you up. He said, and then that guy's done. Now you're on to the next guy.
It was a brutal, very brutal place. And it was meant, prison at this time was meant, which even today still, meant to break your spirit.
Yeah.
Not rehabilitation, meant to break you.
It's never been rehabilitation.
Reports, now there, let's go with some of the reports of activity at this place.
Ooh, ghostesses, pucker your buttholes, let's go.
Scooby-Doo has a hard-on, a red rocket for this place apparently, because there's a lot of chains rattling. Aberration of prisoners, soldiers, and even guards.
Mm.
Horrible smells. That's probably just the mold, but that's beside the point.
And the dead animals.
There's even reports of a scary spirit roaming the grounds called The Thing.
Like the movie?
Yeah, something like that.
Like the same description?
Reboot, is there... with Kurt Russell. That new one sucks majorly.
I didn't even watch the new one.
How
would I watch the new one? I heard that it sucks, and the first one fucking sucked.
But it sucked in such a great fucking way.
I don't know. Like, when was that made? Late 70s, early 80s?
No, mid 80s.
Mm. I don't know. 80s movies sucked. 83 to 86,
somewhere around there.
Most 80s movies sucked. Let's be real.
Yes, but this scary spirit called The Thing has been seen by people roaming the grounds and is reported to have glowing eyes, and it harasses people as soon as they step foot on the location.
It's just a tour guide named fucking Jerry.
Other people have heard phantom gunshots. But let's be honest.
You should.
Let's be honest about.
Are we sure that's not just the jumper? The jumpers hitting the fucking surface of the water?
Or could it be Oakland? Just
yeah.
Right across the bay?
They call it the bay. Yeah, mine was way darker than yours.
What?
Did you not hear me? Something was like, are they sure that it wasn't the jumpers hitting the fucking water?
I don't think that'd be a gunshot sound.
Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody my size.
Maybe. Now, some of the locations...
My big ass jumps off that bridge. It's making a sonic boom. I'm definitely breaking the sound barrier. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Gravity's pulling my big ass down.
Fucking a tsunami hitting fucking Oakland and San
Could you imagine so, if my big ass jumped off the San Francisco bridge and penciled into the water? I would, even if I survived the hitting the surface and everything, I would drown because I would go like 685 feet.
You would bore into the fucking rock bed.
They would find me. They'd be like, he's not, where'd he go? And they'd be like, oh, his body went so far down that the pressure crushed his body and he doesn't float anymore. They'd be like, well, we found your fat lover. And this is literally how they would present me to them in their hand. They'd be like, I don't know. This is basically, he's like the fattest Lego man I've ever seen now.
Right.
Okay. His dick's the same size, though. Moving on.
Moving on. Now, let's go to some of the locations within the actual cell blocks.
We're going to the bathroom, aren't we?
We'll get there eventually. We will get to the bathroom.
The bathroom in prisons never usually have good stories.
Nothing good goes on in a bathroom in a prison. Never.
Nothing good goes on in a bathroom anywhere. Let's be realistic.
In a prison, though, nothing good in the bathroom or the barbershop. Everybody gets killed at the barbershop.
Oh, in prison?
Yes, in prison.
I was going to say, goddamn, what barbershop are you going to? Jesus Christ.
In prison, though.
There's a barber shop called Alibis around here.
I don't think I will be going there.
I don't know. I always thought, like, if you're going to have a bar, you should name it something amazing, like The Store. Yeah, honey, I'm going to the store. I'll be back in a little bit. And just serve, like, family-sized bags of chips. So you can be like, I got it. I got a butterfinger for Phil, too.
All right. Cell 14D. This is a particular cell on the block where prisoners were sent to be punished. There are reports of prisoners actually dying in this cell. Now, guards have found... there's one particular instance. I don't know the guy's name, I don't think. But one guy was found by guards strangled the next day. Now, what was interesting, the night before, according to legend... the guy was screaming that something, a creature, was trying to kill him before that. And then the next day he was found.
Was strangled. It his bunkie?
No, I think
they didn't have bunkies in Alcatraz, did they?
No, there was no bunkies.
No blumpkins? There was probably some blumpkins going on. I feel like prison might be the only place where blumpkins happen. I don't want to say naturally, but in general.
Yeah, now
if anybody out there has ever had gotten a blumpkin, please send us an email.
GITNpodcast@gmail.com.
GITN.
What'd I say?
Do you always say GTIN?
GITN.
Silly goose.
Actually, I'm giving the wrong email address because I really don't want to have to go through that shit.
Mm. Oh. That's your problem.
GITN.
But I want to hear about this.
Okay. Modern day visitors
have. Who actually does that?
What?
Send blumpkins. Emails?
I don't fucking know.
You know what a bumpkin is, right?
No.
It's when you get a blowjob while you're taking a shit.
That's just fucking wrong.
Right?
Ew.
Right? Like, no, that doesn't, like, no, I'm good.
How does that work exactly?
Well, I mean, pretty much how your mind is making it work.
Who thought of that? Who was sitting there, you know, dropping a deuce, and said, you know what?
This would be a great time for somebody to put their face in my crotch.
There are some sick people in this world.
And you're watching two of them right here on the GITN podcast, live twice a week most of the time, but sometimes shit happens. Fuck off.
Okay. Now, modern day visitors have reported feeling a cold breeze in this cell. It's fucking drafty, people.
You're in the middle of a goddamn bay.
Don't get excited. Now, cell blocks A, B, and C have also been...
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Have reported activity. Many people report hearing moaning or crying.
Well, usually, I mean, both, they go hand in hand.
Yes.
Moaning or crying.
Psychics have been there and encountered a spirit named Butcher.
How cliche.
According to prison records, there actually was a man with the nickname of Butcher that was
Duh.
In Alcatraz in the 1940s.
No shit.
Now
I feel like there's a butcher in every prison across the nation right now.
Now let's get to...
He's best buds with Casper and fucking Loco.
Now let's get to what Travis really wants to talk about, prison house showers.
Goddamn right. Spread them, bend them, spread them, bend and cough.
Now,
lift your nuts.
Yes. Some people have reported hearing a banjo in the area, in the shower area of the prison.
Stick it down, now, down, 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 down.
According to legend or stories of Alcatraz, the gangster Al Capone spent time playing with the prison.
With his banjo in the bathroom.
Playing with the prison banjo band.
They had a whole band?
Apparently. Well, there's not much to do in prison.
Yeah, but why banjos? Just exclusively banjos? Was it like a sponsorship?
I don't
Welcome
think so.
To Alcatraz, brought to you by the San Francisco Banjo Company, LLC.
However, Mr. Capone, big bad gangster.
Here's your rope on a soap on a rope and your banjo. Don't fucking get raped or killed. Get out of my goddamn office.
He was fearful of practicing the banjo out in the open. So he would apparently practice playing his banjo in the shower.
What if he showered at the same time? I don't think that would work.
I'm just saying, playing a banjo naked in the shower, kind of a turn on.
Is a banjo technically considered a percussion instrument?
I don't think so.
Because it's basically got a drum on it.
Yeah, but you don't
for
beat
a resonator.
It. It's not your dick, Travis. You
so,
don't beat it.
Piano's a percussion instrument.
Aren't they? I thought it was actually a string instrument.
No, because the strings get stricken.
Well, so does the strings in a guitar get fucking...
Well, yeah, if you're tapping.
Or the bass.
That's a difference. Yeah, I'm pretty sure piano is considered a string instrument.
A string
or instrument. Or a percussion instrument.
I'm going to have to question you on that.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
Anyway. Now, there are apparently, like we talked the Native Americans earlier, there have been reports of Native American ghosts at Alcatraz. Some people believe that the Native Americans captured who died during the Civil War
era. Look at that.
I
put an is piano. And the third thing is piano string or percussion? Percussion instrument. On a piano, however, those vibrations are initiated by hammers hitting the strings rather than by plucking or by moving a bow across them. So, the piano also falls into the realm of percussion instruments. As a result, today the piano is generally considered to be both stringed and a percussion instrument. Go figure, it's 2022. It can be both.
Everybody's got to be included. Now, there is...
Don't be sensitive about that. It was just a joke.
There is the legend of the ghost, or the woman ghost of Alcatraz. Or ghost woman of Alcatraz, as I wrote. A British couple on tour.
Does it fucking matter?
Hey, it matters to me, damn it.
Why would there be a female ghost?
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
There shouldn't be. That's why it's all bullshit.
I was going to say, because I don't think a female prison guard was a thing back in the day.
Right. A British couple on tour at the island in 2014 took a photograph of a ghostly woman they nicknamed the Ghost Woman of Alcatraz. The couple maintains that they had no intention of photographing a ghost during their journey and only noticed the woman appeared to be peering deliberately into the camera lens after taking the picture.
Is there a backstory to this?
No.
You sure it wasn't just a fucking reflection?
Probably.
Or just some weird bitch in the background?
Probably. It's all bullshit. I think that is all the technical notes I have on this. So let's get to the opinion piece of this shit. We know how I feel. Let's ask the question. Why are there so many reports of haunted
There was I could see something behind me. Still, it was bothering me.
You can still see the other one. There you go. Why are there some? what is this Playgirl fucking 1990?
Have you seen the Playgirl that was printed in Braille?
No.
I think it was in 78 or something like that. Oh my god, I don't know if it's real. I saw it on TikTok. I hope it's fucking real. Blind people got to jerk off too. There's the one thing they don't really have to look for.
Shut the fuck up.
What?
All right, anyway.
You get lost trying to wipe your ass.
Why do you let's get into to why prisons are so, you know, prisons
because of what they are.
Hospitals, like we talked about on the pre-show, you know, infirmaries, mental institutions. Why do, once these places close down, why do they all have paranormal activity reported so frequently?
Well, theoretically, it's because it's a residual haunting. And with prisons, you've got a bunch of anger and frustration and probably some misunderstood emotions entirely, because most of these guys were started getting locked up when they were like fucking 10. Hospitals, fucking pain, suffering, anguish, sadness. Mental hospitals, fill in your own blanks on that one. Pretty much just take prisons and fucking hospitals, put them together. Mental hospitals, rectories.
A lot of diddling going on. But you're right. There's a lot of bad people doing bad shit in prisons.
And if you believe in residual hauntings, that's like, it's just fucking 2 + 2 = 4.
Now, I have mentioned on this podcast, and we've talked about it, I'm a big buyer. I buy into the energy portion of the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are always putting things out. Our emotions are affecting the atmosphere or our surroundings.
Yeah.
I think it's the same way, like if people say you have an infectious personality, not you per se, but people have said, you know, somebody has an infectious personality. They're putting out that positive energy. Your
smile lights up a room.
And you pick up on it. The atmosphere changes. We've all met people that seem to lighten up a room.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people that suck the fucking air right out of it.
Yeah.
That is their energy, I believe, affecting the surroundings. So in these hospitals, in these prisons and such, it is on such a massive scale, you're getting these, not all of them, but a lot of dark and evil people who are putting a lot into the atmosphere, energy-wise, probably negative, and then all the bad shit that goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
The
one plus, there's also, you can also argue the potential of the inhabitants themselves bringing the memories of things that they've done before they even got there.
Right. Then you have the shower scenes of what goes on there. You have the actual...
Don't drop the soap!
Shankings, you know, getting shanked.
Shivved. Did you know that's what, speaking of Sons of Anarchy, that's what his name, what Chib's name is?
In Irish is...
They can, Ireland and or Scotland, sometimes they're referred to as Chibs.
We're not talking about Sons of Anarchy. I refuse.
Mayans?
No, I refuse.
When are you going to start watching Oz?
After mine. I'm done with... Once I finish...
Oh, God. You're one of those people that finishes shows.
I've been on... You know I've been on a Sons of Anarchy fucking roll here lately.
See, I like to start other shows while I'm watching other shows. Like, once I get to, like, the last season, because then I'm like... I don't have as much... I'm already, like... I know that this one's going to end, so I'm getting... Trying to, like, become less emotionally attached to it, and then I'm getting emotionally attached to the characters in the other show at the same time.
It was a bad day to date. I started the season where Opie died on Sons of Anarchy.
Spoiler alert.
It's been an emotional day for me.
Spoiler alert for something that happened like 10 fucking years
ago. Yeah, if you don't know Opie dies, fuck you twice. Go eat a big bag of dicks.
I mean, the fact that he died then the way he died is a fucking miracle, because he never should have made it out of that hospital bed in Virginia.
How the fuck is he walking? Gary Bushier walking.
Right. He died at the end of that movie. So he was resurrected, grew a beard and a fucking gnarly long hair.
You know what's, speaking of Remember the Titans, you know what's hard to believe? That little girl
You know, is Hayden Panettiere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How old is that fucking movie? I feel old because I remember that motherfucker came out.
It's not as old as me, but like it's fucking...
Well, I was at 96, 97.
Probably.
I don't know. Anyway, so we're not talking...
Left side!
Anyway, so we're not talking Sons of Anarchy. We maybe Wednesday we'll talk Sons of Anarchy.
Onward!
But I do think there's a lot to the... I think it's all about energy. Residual hauntings.
Energico.
And I think we are always affecting energy, or affecting our surroundings with our own energy. And the more tragic, the more painful, maybe imprints even more on the atmosphere. And this is why hospitals, prisons, mortuary, I don't want to say mortuaries, but...
They're already dead.
We do know my fucking philosophy on graveyards. I do not buy that graveyards are haunted.
No, unless it's just zombies.
It's just the only reason people think that, because all the only trauma going on in a graveyard is other people's mourning. It's not the person who died. The person who died.
Yeah, graveyards, they're just creepy inherently because of what they are.
Because you know there are corpses underneath your feet.
And cannibal corpse.
People get freaked out about it. So I do not believe, I'm not saying there is never activity that's actual paranormal activity at a graveyard or a cemetery. But I don't think, what does it say?
It says it's a graveyard's a great place to sleep and have sex.
Well, is there a bad place to have sex?
The bathroom at Alcatraz.
Good point. Or
full circle.
Having sex while taking a dump.
Frumpkin.
Hey, let's be honest. That's a big dick problem. So I don't have that problem.
Right.
Who the fuck's cutting the grass?
Right? I just noticed that as well. Act like it's Sunday afternoon, you piece of shit. Bet she's wearing fucking New Balances. Then he's going to take him. He's going to clean him with Windex because him and mom are going to Outback later. Is that our grass?
I think so.
Oh. Never mind. Proceed.
Proceed. Anyway, no, but cemeteries aren't fucking haunted. I mean,
I'm sure they. I'm sure shit happens from time to time. But I don't think that every fucking graveyard is automatically the fucking house on Haunted Hill.
I do not think it's from what the cemetery is. It might be. Previous.
What? Gregory said bad places in front of your parents. Well, 50-50 shot. I'm going to have to go to a graveyard to pull that one off anyway. But dark jokes. Get it? Because my dad's dead.
I got you.
D-E-D dead. Good. I'm just kidding.
Anyway. So I
you never seen that? Fuck, what was that? What movie was that? I want him dead. D-E-D, dead.
Spelling is
I'm optional. Not glad that my dad's dead. Just to clarify.
The only thing's dead here is your fucking spelling.
My what?
Your spelling.
My spelling is fantastic. Out of the two of us, you really want to argue with me about fucking spelling?
Yes.
They heard mourning.
Morning. It was morning. Obviously, I flipped the O and the U and it changed it to morning.
Wait, what? The O and the U? It was supposed to be moaning.
What? Was it? What?
Yeah, right. My supposed bad. To be moaning instead.
I don't even remember what it
Man.
Was. Man, fuck off!
You started it.
Anyway, no, but I don't fucking give a shit. I don't care. The only reason.
What about a graveyard and a prison?
Now there, you might have a point. I think so. Moon Unit says women like guys.
Women's like guys can spell. Kind of like beer is good. Beer is good. It are go good with pizza.
Beer goes good with anything.
He said they say beer will make you dumb. It are go good with pizza.
No, but I just don't.
I disagree. I don't like to. You know me. I don't like to drink beer while I'm eating most of the time.
I don't mind. I don't.
Unless I'm already kind of drunk, then I'm good.
I just do not like. The fact that cemeteries get such a freaking, oh, let's go investigate a cemetery. Bullshit.
You just want to go hang out in a cemetery.
No.
You want to put on your fucking heavy black eyeliner and your fishnet fucking long sleeves and your oversized black pants with a bunch of chains and shit hanging off of them, and you want to go be edgy. That's fine.
Right. But, you know, it's just a mere fact that they're creepy.
Just because of what they are.
And if you go into place thinking something's creepy, your brain is going to tell you that something's... Your odds of having false positives or false experiences are much more great when you think you are in a creepy place.
Yet another correlation between COVID and graveyards. False positives.
False positives.
Fuck you, Fauci.
Wasn't Fauci...
You little gremlin-looking, I-do-banking-for-Harry-Potter-looking bitch.
Short coming soon.
Fucking... Fauci looks like a cuck. Like, he looks like he used to just, like, fucking troll Craigslist casual encounters looking for big black meat for his wife.
I cannot confirm or deny.
He looks like it. But so does Mike DeWine.
I guess. I don't know.
Like, Mike DeWine looks like he watches dudes fuck his wife and then, like, walks by with a Ritz cracker and, like, puts the love juice on it. It's like,
That's disgusting.
Drinks it with, eats it with some Earl Grey tea.
You are sick as
fuck. Fuck Mike DeWine, too.
You are sick.
Everybody, most of the people don't even know who that is, and they're like, what are you bitching about? Look it up. Fucking,
I don't know. I think, Mike honestly, DeWine. I think this...
He looks like John McCain if he had dwarfism.
Good point.
And John McCain was a small motherfucker. R.I.P. John McCain. Forgot he's dead.
With prisons, getting back to hauntings, with prisons, I think it's the same as cemeteries, in my opinion. They're probably a lot less active than what they're portrayed because...
But I would say they have 50. A higher potential than, like, just a house on fucking Sycamore Avenue in your parents' neighborhood.
But, I mean... Prisons are inherently creepy because we know they're dark. There's bars, you know, they're cages, basically. You know what went on there. The history of the place. So, yeah, they feel a lot more creepy.
This is Al Capone's cell. He had really nice shit because he was Al Capone. Did you hear that? What? I could have swore I heard somebody go, meh, see? I hope that all the gangsters talked like that back in the 30s.
Right.
Yeah, see, you're going to mess with the frog, see? I'm going to have to tell the boss on you. He's going to get real wise guy.
I just think it's funny that Al Capone played the banjo.
Right? But do you think he was crazy at that time yet?
What?
Do you think he was started going crazy by then yet?
I think syphilis has started taking its toll on him by that
point. I mean, he was so bad they let him out of prison.
Oh, did they? I thought he died in prison.
I don't think so. I don't think he did.
I don't know. We'll have to Google that later. Don't let
the facts
get in the way of a good story here.
Because, like, I remember they would see him fishing in his fucking pool.
Huh.
Because the syphilis legit drove him crazy.
Syphilis, kids.
The more you know.
Don't get it.
We need that little star thing that we can pop up on the screen. The more you know.
I will work on getting that graphic.
Except make it a dick.
All right. So, but, you know, I think, getting back to that, I think prisons... just the mere creepiness of them adds to the activity. You know, that's why I like to investigate. It doesn't have to be pitch black dark. It doesn't have to be 3 o'clock in the morning.
The witching hour.
No, fuck that shit. Paranormal activity, if it's going to happen, it can happen at any time.
Right. You think there's a real person mowing our grass right now? No, it's a fucking ghost.
It's just specter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think of a ghost reference I can make in...
Whoever's doing it's not getting paid.
In reference to lawnmowers. I got nothing.
I don't know. Anyway.
A Kabuta. Kabuta.
I am becoming... the older I get and the more I investigate shit, I'm becoming more spectacle.
Capone died in Florida in 1947.
Huh. I was not aware of that. Thank you, Gregory. I thought he died in prison. Mm-mm. I thought syphilis took him in prison.
Hey, he might have been in prison, but I could have swore that they released him because, like, He just, like, he wasn't going to make it. Like, syphilis was going to kill him.
And let's be honest, he only went in for tax evasion anyway.
Somehow. Though, let's not talk about the fucking Valentine's Day massacre.
No, but I'm becoming more skeptical of the paranormal, especially the internet paranormal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's so much.
I do love those TikTok channels, though, don't get me wrong, that are just like creepy things caught on camera number 674. And I'm like, that's fucking fake. All right, that's 10 seconds of my life gone. Next.
I just don't think it is as common.
As prevalent. As prominent.
What the shows and the world.
Well, it's like I said, I think they have the more of a potential just because of the inhabitants and shit like that. But we're also talking about a place that at one time has more people in it than most houses have had living in them over the entirety of their existence. Like, fuck, a normal house, if a house is 100 years old, you think maybe 50 people have lived in there?
It depends.
You know what I'm saying? And how many times? You got that on one block in most prisons.
It depends on how many times that house has changed hands. Mm, yeah. I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah, see? Released in 1939. Died as a home in Florida. Even gangsters retired to Florida. With the lizards and the humidity. Fuck Florida.
It's hot. Of course, there's no fucking hotter than it's been here.
Florida's great for like 4 days.
Well, you get a breeze. Off the sea. If you're close to the coast, you get a breeze.
Yeah, well, depending on where you're at, you don't want that breeze. In the right place, it smells like amazing. Like oh, it smells like fresh ocean water. In another place, it smells like fucking like used pens and fucking heroin needles.
Sweet.
And if you're anywhere near Miami, all the wind just smells like cocaine.
Contact buzz. Is that why everybody's
look at the white sand beaches? Yeah, it's sand, man. Just look at all the sand. That's an interesting one. I wonder if that's ever been a fucking smuggling technique. Just dump it on the fucking beach.
What was that? Horrible Bosses when they spilled
his cocaine. When he spilled the cocaine, yeah. Trying to get over the he's like, what does it smell like? Why does it smell so weird? What a bunch of idiots. They try to vacuum it up. Don't you know if you drop your drugs, you put a sock or a shirt over the end of the vacuum hose, and then you... Dumb idiots. I don't know how well, I guess depending on the cocaine.
I don't know. Not a big drug guy, so I would not know.
Well, it works really well with weed. If you drop your weed.
Okay.
Like Adam Sandler and fucking the hot chick. He said, the really cool thing is you can put your weed in there.
I don't know. I don't even fucking care anymore.
I think Alcatraz is just interesting because it's fucking Alcatraz. And because of Al Capone.
It's a prison on an island, which is a fucking great idea.
Right. It's been done since then.
I think all prisons, all islands.
Well, I mean, really, that's an old technique if you think about it. Look at the continent of Australia.
Was a prison.
Minus the Aborigine people.
Just dump a bunch of bad guys onto a fucking continent.
Right. And be like, why'd you put us here? Because everything wants to kill you. Welcome home.
Enjoy.
There's a moral discrepancy in us doing it for some fucking reason. Be happy with what you got. What do I got? Koala bears that have fucking
chlamydia.
The biggest spider in the world.
And kangaroos that'll kick your ass.
Kangaroos that will kill you. Multiple species of taipans or localities of taipans, the most venomous snakes in the world.
Sea crocodiles or
saltwater crocodiles. Saltwater crocodiles. Fucking what else?
A healthy great white fucking population.
Yes.
Of Seal fucking Island.
The funnel web spider, which can kill you. Those things are terrifying. You know what's really terrifying? Trapdoor spiders. Have you seen those?
No.
They build their webs. They're kind of like dens, but they're lined with web. So they have stuff to grab onto so they can move quickly. Uh-huh. And then they like fashion this like flap that goes over their hole. And like they'll just sit there with their feet on the fucking web. And the web kind of like translates vibration through the ground. And when they feel something come up, coming past their little door, they'll flip it open and just jump out and grab it and go back inside.
Mm. Yeah. Those bastards.
Terrifying.
Fuck this. I don't like spiders.
Right?
I hate spiders.
You know, there was winged spiders in the fossil record. Fuck you twice. Right? I think they could still be out there.
I was watching something or some like TikTok.
Peter Dachtrylers.
That they, some form of gigantic spider was uncovered in our Antarctica and they defrosted it and it came back to life. And it's going to take over the world.
Was this a movie?
No, it was actually
bullshit.
A conspiracy fucking.
Yeah, I call bullshit. I mean, how fucking big could it be? Like, have you seen a huntsman spider?
No.
The ones in Australia?
No, I'm sure I have.
But... I think the Goliath bird-eating spider is the biggest spider because, like, it weighs the most and shit. But, like, the biggest huntsman spider is, like, fucking, like, 13 inches across or something like that from tip to tip of legs.
Ouch. That's a big fucking spider.
Yeah, and then you got the camel spider. I think the camel spider is, like, the longest spider. They're fast as fuck. Like, I knew somebody who was in the military.
Uh-huh.
Over, you know, in the middle of the east.
The middle of the east?
Yeah. The middle's taken over. and she said that, like, you could, like, straight up just see a camel spider, like, running along the side of the road while you were, like, they were in a convoy. They could just be fucking booking, like, going almost as fast as the vehicles.
Oh, fuck that bullshit.
Oh, yeah. They got, like, fucking, they don't just have, like, regular fangs either. They have, like, fucking, I think they have two set on top and on bottom. They could just fucking grab stuff.
Fuck that.
Yeah, they're pretty fucked up. There's a big viral picture of one during, like, when the war was really popping off and everybody was like, look at this massive spider that was found in the blah, 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 in the desert. And, like, even as a kid, I looked at it and I was like, don't get me wrong, they're both pretty big fucking spiders, but that's two spiders. It was like they were, like, mating or one was trying to eat the other or something like that, and they were, like, connected end to end.
Huh.
Human spider-peed. Spider centipede. Spider-peed.
Gregory says, the huntsman spider are not deadly to humans in general. They bite, causes localized swelling.
To the bite area. I don't give a shit.
Well, maybe they'll bite me in the dick. Localized swelling. Motherfucker needs all the help he can get.
Did you know that can happen if you die with an erection?
Well, you get hard?
There's a story about a guy, an old man that died while he was having sex with a escort.
Oh,
swelled up and she got stuck on him.
That would suck. I have heard of stories, apparently when they, back in the day, if you hang yourself, you get a hard on and I actually think you ejaculate.
Ask Robin Williams.
Oh, damn. Or was it David Carradine? Which one? David Carradine?
I think so.
And what's it? Michael Hutchinson from NXS. We'll ask him, too.
And pretty much everybody that hanged themselves, you know, Epstein was doing it. Fucking. Who else? Who's the other guy that hung himself? Did, fucking, what's his fuck from here? One of those bands fucking... hang himself?
I don't know.
Or no, Chris Cornell. Did Chris Cornell hang himself?
I think so, actually.
Hmm. Risky, risky business. It's dangerous to jerk off these days.
Spiders. That's spiders and snakes. I don't do.
I'm cool with snakes.
Oh, fuck that.
Spiders, like... as long as they're, like, chilling in their area, I'm cool. It's when you go, like, fucking walking across my bedroom floor and shit, that's when you have a problem. Not even that. It's like, oh, you're really fucked if I'm, like, walking in the woods or something and you just happen to, like, spindle down in front of me. You're fucked. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care if you love spiders. That spider's probably going to die. Because you're going to be like, duh! Or, you know what? Also, clean up your goddamn mess, spiders. I'm tired of walking through fucking cobwebs and looking like a complete goddamn idiot to everybody around me.
I used to hate that back when... we used to ride four-wheelers.
And yeah.
You know, going through trails the first time, like, say, the weekend, which somebody had to, we'd have to take a broom
mm-hmm.
and put out front.
Oh, yeah.
Because you'd get fucking laced with them.
Yeah, I've done it.
Yeah, anyway,
it's a good time.
I just don't do spiders. I hate spiders. I hate insects in general.
But they're so important. like to the ecosystem as a whole. Everything would fall apart.
Are they really?
Yeah, everything would fall apart if it wasn't for insects.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, Chipotle's still going to be open if there's no insects.
Would they?
Yes, they would be.
Malaria would be would be rampant.
You know what is? I did hear, and I noticed this myself, that you know they're saying the bug. There's not nearly the bugs that there used to be, and it's proven by the windshield test. Because you know, back I remember when I started driving and when I was a kid, your freaking windshield would always be covered with bugs, and it's not nearly as bad as what I remember. Of course, that's false. Could be a false memory. You know, everything seems
they just got smarter,
bigger, or are there less bugs?
Save the bees.
Need pollinization. Climate change. Yes.
See, I'm okay with the term climate change.
Yeah.
Because that's literally what it is.
Yes.
Everybody's like, we're changing everything. I'm like, no. We're just adding hastening to the change. Because the Earth, before we even started having cars and shit, was like, no, these things fucking suck. I got to get rid of them. We're going to heat this motherfucker up. We're going to drown him.
I did hear something. I was listening to some podcast. Have they, apparently, I was always under the assumption, or I learned that the moon was created by a collision.
With the Earth?
Or another planet, some kind of large planetoid type collided, and the remnants created the moon.
Yeah.
Have scientists kind of debunked that and said that's not accurate anymore, that the moon was self-made, and actually it might be older than the Earth?
I've heard that.
Because I think
that's fascinating. I don't know. Like, as interesting as I find all that type of shit, like, for something like that, I never expect a concrete answer. Because it ain't going to happen.
Because apparently
nobody's ever going to be able to, like, in our lifetime, nobody's for sure going to be like, this is where the moon came from. This explains this. This explains that. This is what the dark side looks like.
But I'd heard that, and you know, you never know what's fake and what's real.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn. Fake news. Yellow journalism. Just like we talked about with old fucking H.H. Holmes. I'm lounged out right now.
You are. Just fucking get relaxed.
I'm digging it.
Jesus Christ. Well, we're about done.
I was going to say, we're through the information.
Oh, we're just fucking off now.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you want to talk about now? Sons of Anarchy, how I had an emotional day.
Oh, no. All I'm thinking is what I'm going to order to eat.
I don't know. What do we have for next Sunday coming up?
Shinrikyo.
And what is that?
It's a cult.
Oh, we're diving down the cult rabbit hole on Sunday.
It's a doomsday cult.
Lamont's actually here. He says you look relaxed. He'll probably start snoring here in a minute.
I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, no, it's a doomsday cult.
So the cult...
Actually, a very well-known one from anybody at least my age.
So this is a fairly recent cult.
They're the ones that did the chemical attacks on...
Are they the ones that created the number two blowjob?
Oh, the Blumpkin?
Yes.
No, I'm going to research that. That's going to be a whole episode in and of itself.
Maybe we will talk about that.
Yeah, they're the ones that did spoiler alert, but whatever. They're the ones that did the Tokyo subway attack. Back in the... I'm off the top of my head, don't remember what
year. So this is your heritage?
This is my people.
Your people.
Kamikaze pilots and fucking cyanide trains.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Those kamikaze pilots were whacked out on meth, too. Just like this, the SS.
They're ballsy, though.
Yeah, I will say.
There's one thing I've actually heard multiple World War II veterans and shit on TV shows and stuff say, like, they don't understand it fully, but they're like, you gotta fucking give it to them. Those zips really have a zeal for their people. I'm allowed to say that.
But that, using your fighter as a bomb is a much easier decision when you're fucking ripped out of your mind on meth.
Or when you just can't bring a disrespect to your family.
Now that is what.
How will I ever return to my mother house and wear the weird two-toe shoes like I look like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle if I'm not to cure myself with my airplane right now?
It's a wonder we're still alive.
Oh, the airplane. Who need a fuck a pussy bullet? I have an airplane.
You know, well, you know, they shouldn't have. They got what they deserved.
I say all the time, the retaliation was warranted. I mean, they came and did what they did. Still think one nuke probably would have done it.
One bomb.
I'm pretty sure if they would have waited like 20 more minutes, they'd have been like, oh, we're done now.
But
we're not doing no more. We are very sorry. We go back to make a PlayStation and an alarm clock.
But let's be honest, we're Americans. We like overkill. If it's good enough once, we'll do it a second time. Just like Operation Desert Storm. We'll do it a second time. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but if you need evidence of that, just watch fucking Full Metal Jacket.
What?
What?
What about Full Metal Jacket?
So if you need evidence of America liking overkill, just watch, or any movie about the Vietnam War.
I did love,
because they went, they dove too deep into Vietnam and we didn't even win.
No, we did not win.
But that wasn't a war. It was an engagement. Military conflict. Suck my conflict.
Suck my conflict.
We're going to have to inside. I guess he's got inside the fence.
Is he?
I don't know. All right. We're going to end this one. Thank you guys for showing up for this episode of Ghost in the Night. We will be back Wednesday for What the Fuck Wednesday.
I will be back,
hopefully.
We need to get audio from that bird for What the Fuck Wednesdays. The bird that says that. He's like, what the fuck?
Okay.
We'll need that.
We'll look for it. Then we talk about, we'll be back next Sunday for Japanese cults. And we will see you then. We will also do a Patreon episode or a live stream for our Patreon members Wednesday. Well, I think we should have time.
Since we didn't do one this week.
Yes, because I was out. So if you want that, go to patreon.com/GITN podcast and become a Patreon subscriber, and you will get the bonus live streams just for Patreon members. Also, don't forget to follow us on all our social medias, such as Instagram @ghost_night_podcast, Twitter @night_ghost, Facebook @ghostofthenight, and TikTok @GITN podcast.
Like Vanna White. Conversion Vanna off white.
That's where you can get updates on the podcast and...
Or you won't.
Or you won't. We don't give a fuck. We don't really give
that I miss ass. Some sometimes. What can I say?
We could really care less.
A man about town.
But we will see you Wednesday.
Sure.
We look forward to it. Probably 8 o'clock on Wednesday, hopefully, if all things go well.
That sounds like a thing.
We will try to stay sober. Possibly, possibly not. I don't know. It depends on how much I have to work on Thursday.
Yeah.
We will see you guys. Take care.